Now, our next item, we heard Darren Frahill mention it during sport. There's good news for Shelburne Football Club this morning. Its future at Tolka Park is secure for 250 years. Now, that's because Dublin City Council has granted a lease to the club, allaying fears the grounds could be sold off for high-rise apartments. John Murnock of the Save Tolka Park Steering Group joins us on the line. Good morning, John.
Morning, Cian. Thanks for having me on.
Now, your three-year campaign, it has paid off. This is a big win for you. How are you feeling this morning?
Absolutely delighted. Our campaigners were there at City Hall last night in around the area, and everyone's just thrilled. It's been, as you say, 3 years. I think we started off more in hope than anticipation, but to achieve what we've achieved in that time and save Tolka Park in its centenary year is just a massive boon for the city and for football in the country as well.
Well, it's certainly quite an achievement, but what does it mean for the club?
Well, it gives Shelburne Football Club a footing for 250 years now, and just great certainty. As you know, League of Ireland football is actually thriving at the moment. Crowds are up. The fare on the pitch is getting better and better, but the stadiums are just not up to scratch, and that includes Tolka Park. But with that certainty, it gives Shelburne, it gives them time and space to develop it. And as part of the deal, for the long-term lease, there is an onus on Shelburne to refurbish it. But also we would be encouraging the state to step in, Shelburne to work with the Department of Sport to get the funding that's required as well, because you know, there's a lack of funding in football in particular, in comparison to other sports in this country, and then in comparison to football investment in similarly sized countries as well. So that needs to be the next step from now on. But I think the immediate thing to protect it, to not demolish a iconic Dublin institution, was the key, and we've achieved that step anyway.
Now, last year your group presented a $13.5 million proposal for the redevelopment of Tolka Park. So where does that proposal lie? Is there a financial package as part of this deal?
Well, no, there isn't. I mean, at the moment, it's just a deal between Shelburne Football Club and Dublin City Council for a long-term lease. So, as I said, there will need to be investment. Shelburne obviously will need to put in their own money. They have their own shareholding as well. But there are different schemes that are available. There's the large-scale sports gate infrastructure funds, the sports capital grants. There's other non-sporting funding that could come into play here as well. So we would, as I said, we would encourage that the powers that be to look at this and see the asset that it can be, not just for Shelburne, but we would encourage it to be used by the wider football community on the Dublin North side.
So for the redevelopment now, it's really a case of show us the money, but are you calling on governments specifically for something?
Absolutely, absolutely. We've seen funding being given to other sports. Football has been long behind in that regard. The time is now, really. You know, we've seen that we are falling behind. Our international team is falling behind. There's a massive investment needed in the grassroots and in League of Ireland. As I said, the popularity is increasing, football in Ireland, in terms of League of Ireland attendances, etc. But it's not sustainable the way we're going and the lack of investments that's there. And saving Tolka Park is one aspect of that. To have more infrastructure rather than less is an obvious thing, and it needs to be built on.
Well, certainly a good day for Shelburne. John Murnock of the Save Tolka Park Steering Group, thanks for joining us.